Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und willkommen zu Gegenpressing, der Bundesliga-Podcast. I'm Manu Feed, hier ist Stefan Bienkowski. Stefan, how's it going? How is the almost end of your week?
Yeah, very well. It's been an absolutely dreadful week here in Scotland. It's been, as we say in this part of the world, it's been dreak weather, just like low-hanging clouds, really horrible rain, like that kind of like that kind of wet, meshy rain that just kind of gets under your clothes. Sometimes it's an absolute joy walking my dog, but on weeks like this, I absolutely detest it. And I was just saying to you before we came on air, she's now sitting at my feet, and she absolutely stinks because I've got this big hairy mutt of a dog. But yeah, I don't know. February is just the worst month. I can't wait for it to end.
Yeah, it's thankfully also a short month. And I was smart enough to spend 10 days of February on Oahu in Hawaii. So, although I came back and now it's snowing, so.
Yeah, that's a very big switch in weather, I would say.
Yeah, two very different Pacific islands, I gotta say. But it is what it is. At least they're both nice in their own way, and the heating is on and my feet are on the heater while we record, so I can at least be barefoot and warm while I was on Hawaii. Yeah, I can also not relate to your dog problems. I have a cat. He's sitting in my room right now, and he's an indoor cat and cleans himself frequently, so no smells there.
Yeah, couldn't be more different right now, I'm sure.
Yeah, at least the climate is almost the same, so there's that. But enough about us and our animals and the bad weather. Let's stick into the football. There's lots to discuss this week. It's actually an interesting and quite balanced match day, so I'm looking forward to talk about it right after this break. This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. For up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting contests and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, that is B-L-E-A-V, BELIEVE, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Yeah. I also need to say, we do this in association with Get German Football News, Stefan. I've been quite bad and I only mentioned it at the end of the show, but you know, they're so nice over there and posting this podcast. So I want to just make sure that people go check out that page, right? Because you know, it's very kind of them to spread the good news on Gegenpressing once a week. So I want to give that a shout out. All right, let's talk about this match day. It kicks off on Friday. Köln hosting Werder Bremen. What are your thoughts here, Stefan?
This is actually quite a tricky one to start the week with, weekend with rather. Werder Bremen really burst my coupon last weekend with that loss to Heidenheim. They're just that kind of typical team that just when you think you can start relying on them to start winning games, they drop points. But of course, Heidenheim have been very impressive, so it's not a huge surprise. And then, of course, there's Cologne who have started to show some sort of life at the bottom of the table. You know, they've three games unbeaten now after draws with Hoffenheim and Wolfsburg. And of course, they beat Frankfurt the week before last. So considering like the fact that Werder Bremen have actually been still quite solid on the road, I've decided to go for a 1-1 draw here because I think Cologne showing a little more of a bite. And I think Bremen should still bring quite a lot to this game.
No, it's hilarious. I also went for 1-1 draw. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to disagree with you here. Werder Bremen actually, since during the break, one of the top teams in the Bundesliga. You know, and as you said, it's sometimes hard though to find consistency in this league if you're not one of the very best teams. They lose to Heidenheim, who are actually, and you notice from the article I wrote this week on Tuchel, actually ranked ahead of Bayern Munich in the second half of the season. So a good Heidenheim side that they lost to. But yeah, Bremen are really odd. I think that they are, considering where they were a couple of years ago, right? And being relegated to the second division and having to fight their way back and all the COVID issues that they had financially. I think they're in a really good place in the Bundesliga at the moment, far away from the relegation zone, kind of like a mid-table side. Köln will be fighting for their lives. They need every point that they can get because the gap to a non-playoff game is now, a playoff spot is now 5 points, right? So I think with all of that in mind, I just sense this game had 1-1 written all over it. So yeah, that's my prediction here. Stefan, this next match, Wolfsburg hosting Dortmund, is my match of the week. This is going to be a fascinating encounter. Dortmund are actually first in the second half of the season, believe it or not. Sebastian Haller came back from the Africa Cup, right, where he scored the all-deciding goal for Ivory Coast to win the title. I actually think that might do him a world of good coming back. And so you actually have a Dortmund side that might look into 2024. They're not going to win the title. That ship has long sailed. It's the gap is just too big. But to maybe quieten things down a little bit, and I think Sebastian Haller could play a big role in that. And then you have the flip side with Wolfsburg, where Niko Kovac is under a lot of fire. He said this week that the team is alive and no one is giving up, quite the contrary. In football, you need that little bit of luck, which we don't have at the moment. And hey, you know what? I don't think they're going to have it against Dortmund either. I tip Dortmund to win this game 2-1.
Yeah, I've kind of gone for something similar. I've gone for a 2-0 win for Dortmund. I actually would be quite surprised to see Sebastian Haller feature, at least in a starting role, because I was actually really, really impressed with Niklas Füllkrug last weekend. We didn't get a chance to talk about Dortmund on the main show this week just because of the chaos from the Leverkusen game, but I thought it was probably their most complete performance of the year. So far, they really dispatched that admittedly injury-ravaged Freiburg side, but the way that Malin and Füllkrug linked up so well in that game was really encouraging for Dortmund. And, you know, that alone really suggests to me that they should have more than enough to dispose of this Wolfsburg side, who are really just kind of sinking without a trace right now. One of the most disappointing teams of the year, of the season, I would say, actually, in the Bundesliga, considering the players they have and the coach, et cetera, et cetera.
And so, the budget. Yep. Huge budget.
So I've got absolutely no sympathy for the Wolves this weekend, and I've gone for a 2-0 win for Dortmund.
Yeah. All right. Well, see, that's my match of the week. I'm actually really curious. I could have picked a few other ones that come to mind too, but I think this could be one that actually might create some news, right? I suspect that if Dortmund win this game, there will be some really difficult questions asked of Niko Kovac. So, yeah, something to keep an eye on. Stefan, this next one, Mainz against Augsburg. Mainz have made a coaching change. I think the best way to get hired in Mainz is to be called Bo.
Yeah, it certainly seems so. Although I'm not sure it's going to do the new Bo any good. Obviously, you know, they made a head coach change not that long ago, and it didn't really work out for them. And yeah, you know, I just kind of suspect that this Mainz team, you know, you can make all the changes you want with a head coach, but I think the quality of that squad is probably the real telltale sign of why Mainz are second bottom. In fact, they're joint bottom of the table. And they come up against an Augsburg side who did have a good managerial kind of bounce when they brought their new head coach in earlier in the season. And they've had a bit of a wobble, but have now since kind of maybe kind of stabilized things a little more. And they're just kind of doing what Augsburg do. They just pick up the points they need to pick up to kind of stay clear of relegation. And this is a perfect example of the kind of game where I expect them to get at least a draw. So I've actually gone for a very narrow 2-1 win here, because I just think Augsburg on the day have a better team than Mainz.
Yeah, it's a Danish derby. Yes, Torup against Bo Henriksen, Mainz coach. I suspect that a little bit of a manager bounce here. Bo Henriksen has a really impressive resume. But you kind of wonder if this is with a rebuild in the second division in mind, right? Obviously, he did rescue Zurich in the Swiss League from relegation, right? And then led them all the way to the second place finish where they are right now. It might be third place finish. I'm not 100% familiar with what's going on in Switzerland. But, you know, he has a very impressive resume, but he does also strike me as a coach who might be brought in to rebuild things in case things go south and the club does face their first relegation. And wow, has it been like over a decade? It's been a long time for sure. More than that, I think since before Tuchel. So it's been a long time. So there's I think a really, really reality now. But I expected a little bit of a managed bounce. So I went for a 1-1 draw here, which don't think would help Mainz very much in this game, Stefan. So
at all.
No, it's not enough. They need wins, right? Especially because this next match, I actually think that Union Berlin are going to pick up a point against Hoffenheim. I went for another 1-1 draw here. even though now that I look at the stats, the last four games between these two teams have produced 4.5 goals per match on average. So maybe I should have gone for a 2-2 draw instead. But, you know, Union Berlin are slowly but surely working their way out of the relegation zone. Yes, they are 15th. That's still very close, but it's also 5 points to Köln. Right, that's quite a formidable gap at the moment to a Köln side who really don't look like that good. So, you know, this could be actually a pretty big point for them, depending, of course, of how the Köln Werder Bremen game goes. But yes, I had a 1-1 draw on this one.
Yeah, I've got a lot of kind of optimism for Union Berlin in the second half of the season. As you said, you know, you can take a glance at the table and see they're 15th and begin to worry, but there is a good kind of, you know, space between them and the relegation spots. It would really take a really heroic run of form from Cologne to kind of maybe pull themselves off 16th place. It's not beyond there is a possibility, but there's also the fact that Uniona are right there next to, I mean, they're only 2 points off 11th, for example. There's a whole group of clubs there, and the likes of, Gladbach, Wolfsburg, sinking like a stone, for example. So I think there's a lot of space there for Union Berlin. I think there's also a lot of hope for them to actually pick up a win this weekend. Hoffenheim have just completely got off the boil this recently. In the last 10 games, only Darmstadt and Mainz have picked up fewer points than them. After that impressive start, they've just been absolutely dreadful. And, you know, particularly at home, actually, where they're actually the 15th worst team in the division. So I've actually gone for a sneaky 1-0 win here for Union Berlin, because I think they're the informed team and they've been picking up results recently. So yeah, I think more pain and anguish for Hoffenheim.
Interesting start here. Union Berlin are 5th in the Rückrundentabelle, so from match day 18th onwards, ahead of 6th place Heidenheim and 7th place Bayern Munich. So, you know, the XG gods may have turned around on Union Berlin. They were never that bad, right? You can make an argument that they maybe were not a top four team last year, but you can't. They were never as bad as the results were in the first half of the season either. And I think we've pointed that out many times on this podcast. And I reckon they'll probably finish the seasons in a comfortable mid-table spot. And you know, the second half of the season is kind of indicating that. So yeah. It's looking up in Berlin, in the capital. So long may it continue. Up next, Heidenheim against Leverkusen. Stefan, what are your thoughts here?
It's hard to look beyond a Leverkusen win here, just considering the form they've been on. I suspect Heidenheim will probably give them a better contest than Bayern Munich did on Sunday. You know, anyone who's maybe not been following the Bundesliga this season may be wondering what's going on with Heidenheim, but they have been truly remarkable, particularly at home, actually. You know, right now in the season, I think I said it's on a weekly basis now, but, you know, the reason that they're doing so well is that home form. They're 7th in the table this season for points won at home. They're just one short of Frankfurt and picked up far more points, a lot of mid-table teams. And so far, they've only lost 2 of 10 home games. So I really suspect this is going to be one of those games where Leverkusen have to keep going to the very end. And, you know, Florian Wirtz or someone like it really manages to kind of turn it around. So yeah, I'm going for a very, very narrow 2-1 win for Leverkusen.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Vanguard is working hard to balance opportunity and risk for investors in this time of volatile yields. We know financial advisors are working hard to do the same. Visit vanguard.com/fixed income today. Important information. All investing is subject to risk, including the possible loss of the money you invest. Bond funds are subject to the risk that an issuer will fail to make payments on time and that bond prices will decline because of rising interest rates or negative perceptions of an issuer's ability to make payments. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I went for a 2-0 win for Leverkusen. Although you make a really good point that this is actually going to be a pretty tough place for them. Unbeaten in 31 games now, Leverkusen. That's incredible. But yeah, I think that that quality of that team is so strong. And yes, big teams have gone to Heidenheim and have struggled there, right? Or against Heidenheim. And as I pointed out, Heidenheim with a very strong start to the second half of the season as well. But this is a game that Leverkusen just has to win based on quality. And I suspect they will do just that. And, you know, no matter what happens in the Bayern game on Sunday, continue with a substantial lead at the top of the table. All right, so that's the Leverkusen game out of the way. Let's see how the second best team in Germany will do, Stefan. I'm not talking about Bayern Munich, even though they are second, but according to Dennis Undaff, Stuttgart and Leverkusen are the two best teams in German football at the moment. I know the table doesn't quite express it that way, but it's sometimes also hard to argue when you consider how the Stuttgart side is playing. They are Darmstadt, a team that is probably the worst team in the first division at the moment, and I suspect that Stuttgart will easily dispatch of Darmstadt. I went for a 2-0 win here.
Yeah, I've got the exact same result, actually. Stuttgart did have a bit of a wobble to start the year on the road. You know, they lost to Gladbach, they lost to Bochum. I think people began to wonder whether, you know, they'd kind of ran out of steam. But you know, in recent weeks, they have really turned it on again. You know, that 5-2 win over Leipzig, they beat Freiburg. They beat Mainz, and then of course they ran Leverkusen so close in the Pokal, and could have easily won that game too. So I completely understand the argument that they're maybe the second, third best team in Germany right now, at least the third best team, absolutely. And I actually wrote my newsletter on Sebastian Hoeneß and how Stuttgart are where they are, so people can go have a read of that if they want some further reading. But yeah, they're coming up against a Darmstadt side who have been truly atrocious. And despite picking up a 0-0 draw against Gladbach last weekend, I don't think that'll be enough for them. So yeah, 2-0 win to Stuttgart.
Up next is the designated Bundesliga topspiel between Leipzig and Gladbach. Stefan, we spent quite a lot of time this week talking about Leipzig and the many problems that they have there. Inability to score goals against Real Madrid. Is that going to continue against Gladbach?
I think it will, actually, to be honest with you. And I think this is going to be a really interesting match because I think both of these teams are desperately in need of a win, and I just don't really see either of them doing it, to be honest. We did a big deep dive into Leipzig this week after their Champions League game on one of the bonus shows that people can go listen to if they want to know what's going on at Leipzig right now. But suffice to say, they've not playing their best. They're far from it, actually. And the biggest issue is they just look completely devoid of inspiration, imagination, divine intervention up front, if you will. And I think that's a kind of long-term issue that might not be fixed ahead of this weekend's clash. And of course, they're up against a Gladbach side who've also been dreadful. So bad, actually, that this is their worst start to the second half of the season since 2014. It's 10 years. And, you know, Gladbach are such a weird team under Gerardo Siona. It's every time you feel like they're kind of maybe grasping at some sort of form, they kind of go backwards. And I suspect that team might have to just kind of really kind of wipe the slate clean with a lot of the players in that team in the summer, and Siona might just have to start from scratch with a new squad. But going back to this game, it is my match of the week just because I think both managers are under a lot of pressure, both managers really grasping for some solutions. and I don't think either are going to get them, so I've gone for a 1-1 draw.
That's what I have. I always gave this game to Gladbach, but then I learned that they've never actually won in Leipzig. 3 draws and 4 defeats. This is going to be... I just don't know where the Leipzig goals are supposed to come from to win this game. You know, obviously Louis Panda is a good striker, Benjamin Sesko is a good striker, but they just seem so off the boil against Real Madrid. And having that midweek game too, it's so difficult to go from, I think what I think they will consider a really disappointing performance, to go back to the Bundesliga reality against Gladbach, right? And I think this is going to be hard for them, because they need wins right now to stay in the top 4, and they're not getting it. The results in Europe this week don't suggest that the Bundesliga will get that 5th spot, right? So at the moment, Leipzig really need wins to keep up the tempo of Dortmund, and that's not looking likely at the moment. Speaking of results in Europe, as we're recording this, I'm watching Union Saint-Gilloin against Eintracht Frankfurt. Davan, Frankfurt were up 2-0 and it's now 2-2. That's Frankfurt in a nutshell for me, because like, so good and so bad. it's interchangeable. Freiburg are also in Europe this week. They're playing against RC Lens later today. By the time we're recording, of course, in the Europa League. Frankfurt are in the Conference League. History suggests to me that you will have two sides that are going to be tired from the European endeavours. So I went for a boring 1-1 draw here.
Yeah, I've gone for a 2-2 draw. And I completely agree with you. I don't really see either of these two teams kind of dragging themselves to a win. They're on paper, they're both two teams pushing for that top 6 space. But in terms of their actual form, both are kind of really languishing in mid-table. There's only one win from their last 3 games between them, for example, in the Bundesliga. Discussed earlier how, you know, with Freiburg, it's obviously hard to just kind of quantify how bad things are, just because they really are properly ravaged with injuries, whereas Frankfurt are in the kind of complete opposite problem, where they've almost got too many players and Todd Bowler's basically just trying to make sense of half of them, to the extent that Van de Beek didn't even make it into the Europa League squad, despite the fact that or the European squad, despite the fact he joined the club last month. So yeah, both teams are a bit of a mess right now, and yeah, I've gone for a draw for this one.
Frankfurt kind of holding on here. I suspect they will dispatch Union Saint-Gilloin in the return match, but yeah, that's them in a nutshell. All right, so to the big patient of the Bundesliga, that's Bayern Munich. They are going to their friends in Bochum. You know, I almost flippantly tipped a 7-0 Bayern Munich win here, but I'm not sure that's actually going to happen. Bochum is a tough place to go, right? This Bayern Munich side under a lot of pressure. I think Bayern Munich are going to win this game 2-0. In fact, I think Bayern Munich will have to win this game. But it wouldn't shock me if Bochum produce a bit of an upset here, Stefan, and maybe do get something from this game. So I went for my easy 2-0 win for Bayern Munich. But if you are a betting man, which I am not, you might make money by betting on Bochum here. What do you think?
It's a tempting thought. Bochum obviously have been better at home this season. They've only lost one game. In fact, if you look at the form table for how teams have played at home this season, they're actually the 5th best team in the Bundesliga over the course of the last 5 match days. You know, they definitely know how to pick up points at home. And I think I was very tempted to go for a draw here, but I also feel like this might be the kind of the game where Bayern really do kind of react to the last kind of 5 or 6 days of frustration. And I mean, I might be wrong, but I've gone for a quite straightforward 3-0 win for Bayern, just because I think, I just kind of think they'll get back into the swing of things and pick up all 3 points.
The better. I think that's why I went for the 2-0 win, because I have these suspicions as well. But boy, will things escalate if that doesn't happen, Stefan. We'll be doing a lot more bonus shows next week if Bayern Munich do not win this game. I think they will be at their best behavior and get a result here. So, nice round. I think for those who are looking for some potential drama to round up their Sunday, this is the game to tune into. Just saying. Anyways, that's the match day wrapped up. As always, the show is brought to you by Bet Online in association with Get German Football News. Stefan, any final thoughts before we wrap up this week?
No, just a big thank you to everyone who subscribes. I had a lot of fun with all the European football this weekend, especially the Bayern Munich game. I think we God knows how many. I haven't checked actually what the tally's sitting on right now. In fact, I can do it right now. European thread is sitting on 210 comments. The match day thread from last weekend got up almost 500 comments.
Same.
So, and we also had some people subscribe. Actually, I should probably give Rob a shout out. Rob H, who signed up to the newsletter this week, a paid subscriber. And he said a big hello to everyone. He's from Canada. He's looking for some fellow Bundesliga fans from Canada. And got a lot of responses from the paid subscribers, people all over Canada saying where they are and stuff, which, you know, it's not why we set up the newsletter in the first place, but it's been a really, really nice addition that we can kind of, thanks to Substack, actually kind of offer this kind of little kind of forum for fans to chat. And obviously a lot of people who listen and read our stuff are from North America, so they all get to meet up and hang out. So if you aren't on social media, if you've maybe given up on some of the platforms and you're looking for somewhere just to kind of chew the fat during the games of the weekend, I would obviously recommend our matchday threads, because that's where our subscribers seem to be going every weekend and they all get to chat about the games they're watching.
It's our positive corner of the internet. It's been a real pleasure. For me, it's replaced what Twitter used to be, you know, where I could chat with people about the Bundesliga match day. And because it's the group has just been so positive, as you said, by 500 messages for the last Bundesliga match thread. And the European match thread is obviously still going because Frankfurt are playing and Freiburg are playing later. It's great. It's fantastic. So if you're looking for a Bundesliga community and you're kind of on the fence of signing up or not, that is a really good way to find a community, because we not just offer the newsletters and the podcast, but also a place where you can chat about Bundesliga without someone throwing a stone at you. So that's the one really great thing about it and that I've really enjoyed. So yeah, good idea of bringing that up. We'll be back next week with the full slate of lots of content. And until then, auf Wiedersehen.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Vanguard is working hard to balance opportunity and risk for investors in this time of volatile yields. We know financial advisors are working hard to do the same. Visit vanguard.com/fixed income today. Important information. All investing is subject to risk, including the possible loss of the money you invest. Bond funds are subject to the risk that an issuer will fail to make payments on time and that bond prices will decline because of rising interest rates or negative perceptions of an issuer's ability to make payments. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.